This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-nation visit to Thailand and Sri Lanka from the 3rd of next month. On the first leg of his tour, Modi will travel to Bangkok on a two-day visit to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation Summit being hosted by Thailand. The theme of the summit is BIMSTEC, prosperous, resilient and open. Modi's visit follows the invitation of the Prime Minister of Thailand, Paithongtarn Shinawatra. This will be his third visit to Thailand. External Affairs Minister Dr. H. Jaishankar today said that India closely follows and tracks the treatment of minorities in Pakistan and takes up the matter at the international level. Responding to a question in Lok Sabha, Dr. Jaishankar said Indian representative at the UN Human Rights Council had recently pointed out that Pakistan is a country where human rights abuses, persecution of minorities and systematic erosion of democratic values are state policies. Replying to another question, the External Affairs Minister said New Delhi also tracks the well-being of the minorities in Bangladesh. The Indian Ports Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The legislation seeks to consolidate the law relating to ports, promote integrated port development, facilitate ease of doing business and ensure the optimum utilization of India's coastline. Introducing the bill, Union Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal said it provides adjudicatory mechanisms for the redressal of port-related disputes. Union Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the government has taken several measures to protect critical infrastructure and private data against cyber attacks. In reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha today, Vaishnav said that cyber attacks poses a big challenge and the government has taken comprehensive legal and technical steps to create awareness among the people against cyber crimes. Several people are feared that after two back-to-back massive earthquakes of magnitude 7.4 and 6.4 on Richter scale jolted Myanmar today. The massive quakes, whose epicenter was near Sagaing, led to the collapse of the iconic Ava Bridge in country's Mandalay, reportedly collapsed into the Irrawaddy River and several buildings. Strong tremors were also felt around 900 kilometers away in Thailand's capital, Bangkok, forcing people to run out of their homes. People from several buildings were evacuated as they swayed due to the impact of the quake. Prime Minister of Thailand, Paithongtarn Shinawatra, has declared a state of emergency. Thailand's Department of Disaster Prevention said that the quake was felt in almost all regions of the country, while tremors were also felt in West Bengal and Manipur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the earthquake which occurred in Myanmar and Thailand today. In a social media post, Modi prayed for the safety and well-being of the citizens of Myanmar and Thailand. He added that India stands ready to offer all possible assistance and asked the External Affairs Ministry to remain in touch with the governments of Myanmar and Thailand. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned till noon today following uproar over the issue of alleged objectionable remarks made by Samajwadi Party MP Ramji Lal Suman against the 16th century Rajput king Rana Sangha. The Supreme Court today dismissed a plea seeking the registration of an FIR against Justice Yashwant Verma, former Delhi High Court judge, over the alleged recovery of illicit cash at his official residence. Sacks of cash were recovered from Justice Verma's house after a fire incident. A bench of Justice Abhay Oka and Justice Ujjal Buyan heard the petition and asked to conclude the internal investigation. The Supreme Court was today informed by the Punjab government that it has cleared the protesting farmers from the Sambhu and Kenauri borders near Haryana and also cleared the national highway for the free traffic movement. Advocate General of Punjab Gurminder Singh also informed the Apex Court that the veteran leader of the protesters, Jagjit Singh Dhaliwal, has ended his hunger protest today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.